Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Today is the anniversary of D-Day, the day in 1944 when thousands of Allied troops stormed the beaches of Normandy in France during World War II. Among the units that fanned out throughout France and Germany was the 23rd Headquarters Special Troops, the so-called Ghost Army. Its existence was top secret, and its men used trickery and artistry to fool the enemy.
It's about creativity and imagination and using them in war, not to kill your enemy, but to save lives. And that is a cool thing.
That's Lexington filmmaker Rick Beyer. He's drawing back the curtain on this chapter of military history in Artists of Deception, the Ghost Army of World War II, a new documentary he's been working on for 7 years. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
The documentary starts the way so many World War II documentaries do. In the narration, actor Peter Coyote describes what German soldiers in reconnaissance planes are seeing from the sky.
Across the river from Dusseldorf, the view from the air reveals hundreds of American vehicles. Intercepted Allied radio transmissions confirm the presence of two American divisions.
The Germans see Allied forces, troops, armored vehicles, but they're actually 93-pound inflatable tanks made of rubber.
The Ghost Army was like a traveling roadshow of deception.
That's Rick Beyer. His painstakingly researched film reveals the Ghost Army's mysterious story.
So they're a unit of 1,000 guys who are pretending to be 10, 20, or 30,000 people for a few days at a time, right on the front lines. And then before everybody can figure out what's going on, they pack up their tents and fade away, and then start doing it again someplace else.
The Ghost Army soldiers were bright young artists, designers, radio engineers, who joined the army and were hand-picked to engage in a novel kind of psychological warfare. They used costumes, camouflage, impersonation, props, fake radio transmissions, visual and sound effects to fool the enemy.
So if they're trying to get the Germans to think that the 75th Infantry Division is here at a certain place, they're going to set up a phony 75th Infantry Division headquarters. They're going to have a lieutenant in their unit put on general stars and act like he's the general of the 75th Infantry Division. Totally against Army regulations, but they did it. They're going to take their trucks, put 75th Infantry Division markings on them, and drive them through the town back and forth. And they did this not once, not twice, 21 different times.
This type of deception was new for the officers and the soldiers, so the military produced a training film.
Every sound that is part of the bridge-building operation is picked up by this microphone, carried through this cable, and recorded inside this sound recording truck, on this turntable, exactly the way a phonograph record is made.
Sitting in his son's office, Jack McGlynn, former mayor of Medford and father of the current mayor, remembers signing on to the Ghost Army's Sonic Deception Unit as a 21-year-old.
Being a young, naive gentleman, I felt, I'm going to shoot the Germans with sound. That's for me. We're going to get this war over.
What the 8-man Sonic Unit really did was to create a massive library of sound.
We went to Fort Knox, recorded tanks backing up, stopping, trucks out on the main highways, jeeps, vehicles stopping, starting, and so that would be used when we finally did get over to Europe.
Once in Europe, the unit essentially turned hulking military trucks into giant boom boxes.
We had 30 half-tracks, and each one of them had a gigantic speaker on them. And as our compatriots who had the rubber tanks and trucks and jeeps, as they were putting them into the woods and all, and we were making the sounds as though they were really metal tanks and trucks with great guns on them.
McGlynn, now 90 years old and part of Beyer's documentary, told me the enemy was successfully duped.
The amazing thing is, in all the situations that we found ourselves in, the Germans never wised up to the fact that we were a phony ghost army.
In the war, some ghost army soldiers made art for themselves, sketches and paintings of bombed out churches, battlefields, human forms. This side of the ghost army is also in Rick Beyer's film.
We were sleeping in hedgerows and foxholes, but nothing kept us away from going someplace to do a watercolor.
Some of the Ghost Army artists became famous. Fashion designer Bill Blass, painter-sculptor Ellsworth Kelly, and photographer Art Kane. All of this creativity inspired Rick Beyer to start making his film 7 years ago. That's when Beverly resident Martha Gavin showed him wartime artwork by her uncle, John Jarvie, a Ghost Army vet.
The juxtaposition of the bizarre and the deadly, and the juxtaposition of the deception mission and then the artists painting and sketching was all kind of very affecting to me. And then eventually I interviewed 25 veterans of this unit for the film. And I fell in love with these guys. I mean, these guys are amazing.
Guys like Jack McGlynn were happy to talk to Beyer because they'd been told to keep the Ghost Army classified for decades.
No one ever had any idea what it was all about. Even our own comrade soldiers who were maybe side by side with us had no idea.
McGlynn didn't tell his wife and family until 4 years ago. Now he's grateful that his Phantom outfit's role in World War II is being acknowledged.
We hope that we saved lives, and we probably did.
There's no question these guys saved lives, because if you're able to set things up so that you avoid heavy combat in a certain area, lives on both sides are saved.
War historian Jonathan Gaughan wrote the 2002 book Ghosts of the ETO, and he helped Rick Beyer fact-check the documentary. The Framingham author says collecting the Ghost Army vets' stories has been a race against time.
They passed away, or their memory started to slip away, and now that those have been recorded, those stories won't be lost.
Seven of the veterans I've passed away, and I'm, you know, it's sad to say that I check every couple of weeks. I check the obituaries, trying to make sure that that nobody else goes missing on me there.
Beyer's documentary is nearly finished. He needs to raise a bit more money to make that happen, but he hopes to get the film out to the public soon so the surviving vets and their families can see it. Rick Beyer has also created a traveling exhibition of Ghost Army artwork and artifacts, including one of those inflatable rubber tanks.
Report from WBUR's Andrea Shea. The Ghost Army exhibition is on display this month at the Beverly Historical Society. Rick Beyer says his documentary Artists of Deception, The Ghost Army of World War II, should be finished sometime this summer. You can see photos and artwork from the Ghost Army at our website, radioboston.org.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, in 1935, W.E.B. Du Bois predicted America could follow two paths.
One based on freedom and intelligence for all men.
The other for industry, determined to amass wealth and power at any price.
David Levering Lewis, the Pulitzer Prize-winning Du Bois biographer, tells us which path he thinks the country followed. That's tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.